A hospital can be a stressful place and patients can be unpredictable.
A patient tried to wrap my stethoscope around my neck, actually did wrap a stethoscope around my neck, but I managed to, you know, fight that off.
Kathy Day is a retired nurse who now works as a patient advocate. She's had more than one violent encounter with a patient, and she's not alone. 2011 numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and a survey by the American Nurses Association show about 10% of nurses were assaulted physically that year, and half of survey respondents report verbal abuse or threats. Unsurprisingly, the most dangerous units in the hospital are the emergency department and the psychiatric unit.
And I hadn't seen Narcan used before, and someone had said, "Stand back, we're giving Narcan." And
Jennifer Chesperow has been a nurse for 21 years. Today she works as a clinical assistant professor of nursing at the college at Brockport. Her experiences with violence in the workplace have involved patients under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
And when the patient woke up, he just started punching, he just started swinging. So it wasn't a huge injury, but it was a good lesson. I never stood close to someone who got Narcan again.
At Strong Memorial Hospital, Chief Nursing Officer Patricia Witzel explains nurses are warned to look out for certain patients.
Patients that come in inebriated, patients that come in with psychoses, patients who are have dementia, they don't have a lot of controls. And so, again, identifying those patients, getting them to a less, you know, noisy, less stimulation area is important.
In high-risk units, like emergency, this hospital has four security guards at all times. At the beginning of a new shift, one of them walks through the unit with the lead nurse on duty to assess any potential risks. According to Witzel, sometimes good practices, such as keeping patients and their families updated about what's happening with care, can avoid problems before they begin.
So they may be waiting 3 hours to hear about their loved one or their family member, and they don't know what's going on. Or the patient may feel that people aren't taking their concerns seriously, and, you know, then the escalation starts.
Like many other hospitals, Strong trains the staff in de-escalation techniques, and a staff safety committee looks into incidents when they occur. Lisa Baum is an occupational health and safety representative for the New York State Nurses Association, the state's labor union for the profession. She thinks hospitals should make sure security guards have training that reflects the needs of a healthcare setting, as well as use devices to protect nurses, like panic alarms, plexiglass barriers, and cameras. Overall, Baum wants to see a cultural change in the way a nurse's job is viewed.
And unfortunately, violence is often considered just part of the job, and that there's not that much that can be done about it, which is absolutely not true.
That sense that it's normal, or just part of the job, is one reason many nurses don't report violent incidents. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates at least a third of these are never documented. Michelle Faust, WXXI News.